CVS is buying health insurance giant Aetna. The companies announced the $69 billion deal yesterday, which could reshape the way Americans access healthcare. Here's CVS CEO Larry Merlo speaking this morning on CNBC.
It's really the perfect time to bring these two companies together to create a new healthcare platform that can be easier to use and less expensive for consumers and really create a new front door to healthcare in our country.
Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News and joins us now with the details. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And why would a big pharmacy chain like CVS want to buy an insurance company?
Well, say you're a Aetna insurance client and you have a routine medical issue like strep throat. Under this merger, you could go to a CVS clinic. Remember, they operate more than 1,000 medical clinics in addition to pharmacies. So you could go to one of their clinics, get a prescription that could be filled at the CVS pharmacy, and the whole visit would be covered by Aetna. So you can imagine how combining all these businesses together would be attractive for all sides to sort of make the process more efficient and actually capture the profit at every step along the way. Now, unofficially, though, the speculation is that CVS is basically bulking up to defend itself against Amazon.com, which is getting into the prescription business, though CVS's CEO has denied that that's what the prime motivation was for the deal.
Now, we heard the CEO of CVS say that this could lower prices. How would it do that?
Well, again, if you CVS will obviously incentivize you to use their clinics, and that way they can control the cost of the actual healthcare being offered. And putting the whole process under one umbrella could theoretically reduce costs for consumers.
Earlier this year, a plan for Aetna to acquire another health insurance company was blocked. Are there fears about this company being too big?
Well, it's an interesting question because, you know, they call these vertical mergers where businesses up and down a certain line of business, like healthcare in this example, are aligned. Traditionally, the antitrust regulators have not offered as much resistance to deals like that as they would to, say, Aetna trying to expand its health insurance coverage. This time it's more question marks, however, because of the Trump Justice Department's reaction to the AT&T Time Warner deal. That's another vertical merger that they are trying to block, saying it's it would not be good for consumers. So there is some question about whether there will be some resistance to this.
Well, and speaking of what's happening in Washington and how that plays into this, how do the shifting political winds and also the changes that Congress has been trying to make to the Affordable Care Act play into this?
Well, in general, the whole issue of healthcare regulations has caused a lot of uncertainty for the business. You don't really notice it in the fundamental sales and earnings growth and the stock prices of the big managed care companies out there. So this deal is more about sort of industry strategy rather than a reaction to those regulations.
And just a few seconds left, but do you expect other companies to follow CVS's lead here and try to link up with insurance companies?
I think a lot of other companies are going to look at this business model and think that it makes sense. It'll be interesting to see how CVS and Aetna actually execute on it, whether or not patients feel like they're being compelled to go to a CVS clinic to get health care, or if that actually will be the model we'll all follow going forward.
It's Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.